So when this pandemic started, I think I, like everybody else, was pretty confused as to what it was, what the impact was going to be. One of the concerns I had almost from the very beginning was the fact that it seemed to really affect people of my age and also with pre-existing conditions. So obviously I was very concerned about that. I guess I'm very lucky compared to most residents. I'm an author, and I was probably about 10% into my next book when all of this started. However, I'm now over halfway done with my book. I've also been doing a lot of editing for other authors, as well as publishing books for other people.
Been suffering a little, not being able to sit in the dining room and talk with our friends, and we miss it. But there are benefits too. I can sleep when I want to, and nobody's stopping me. We have been getting cards and in the mail from people who want to keep us happy. I'd never heard of an adult coloring book before, but as an adult, I'm coloring pictures, and I have quite a few yet to go. So as long as the corona virus lasts, we'll have things to do here.
One of the things that has happened with this virus, with this pandemic, is that it has reduced us, or forced us really, to look at what's essential. Because there are so many things we can't do. And so what really matters in life. I also think another benefit is we realize how many of the workers out there, the essential workers, that now, you know, how we really have undervalued them. They're really what keeps society going. So I hope we'll have more respect for that in the future.
This horrendous time, this stressful time, is definitely less stressful. Especially when I see what's going on in the rest of the world, I think, thank God I live here. It makes me feel calm, makes me feel secure. So I'm using the time to contemplate. And on another chapter, a book can have many, many chapters. And that's what life is, just a book of many chapters.